You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The Reformation of the Church by Martin Luther draws the attention of the world again to God. Instead of concentrating upon themselves, their feelings, and even their pieties, people learn from Luther to look to God rather than to themselves for salvation. A new appreciation developed for the grace of God, which came to be known for what it is, the disposition in the heart of God to save people from their sins, rather than to see them destroy themselves with their own waywardness and willfulness, disregarding his will and way. What Martin Luther taught people was apostolic. He got it straight from the Word of God, letting the Scriptures speak to him, as Christ spoke to the apostles in the apostolic age. One of the things upon which Martin Luther insisted was that people do not have to go around wondering about their salvation and where it comes from. They need not worry whether they are good enough to be saved, constantly unsure where they stand with God. Everything Martin Luther said or did is based on the assurance that God means it when he says he does not want anyone to be lost in his own conceits, but that he should come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved. That is apostolic. It's what the apostles said and taught to their own people. St. John put it as plainly as it can be told. Whoever does not believe God makes him out to be a liar, because he has not believed in the witness which God has witnessed about his Son. This is the witness, that God has given eternal life to us, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. The truth of God is not in what you know or what you feel. It's in what God has done and continues to do in his Son, sent by God himself to be the Savior of the world. The assurance of salvation comes from God in his Son. It is blessed assurance, not dependent on how you feel at the moment or how far you've wandered away from the truth over the course of time. The truth of God can be found in the witness God has given through his Son, the one he sent. The witness is true and right altogether, even as Jesus Christ is the true Son of the Father. God wants people to know and to believe in his Son. When you believe in something or someone else, assurance is bound to escape you. When you believe in God and in Jesus Christ, whom he has sent, the assurance becomes a solid anchor holding fast in a restless sea. St. John said, "Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Whoever has the Son has life." You may be sure of a lot of things. You're sure you are alive. You know where you are at present. You know your name. You know you can hear. It may be that you know you are in pain at this moment. At the same time, you may be sure that someone cares about you, and that you have a purpose in life. Even with all these assurances, can you have the assurance that your life is not a meaningless nothing, but has a purpose that goes beyond the grave, that God cares enough to single you out from all the rest of humanity as the object of his love, that you count with God, even though nobody else cares, and you've begun to think of yourself as alone in the world? In the midst of all the freedoms people enjoy, many find themselves today in a kind of spiritual slavery. A member of a certain cult told a Christian pastor, "The works I had to do as a cult member were a heavy burden. I felt I was always falling short, that I was not pleasing God, that I was never doing enough. I had a smile on my face, but no peace in my heart." Others are enslaved not by an outright legalism of their own making, but by mistaken reliance on their own feelings. Everywhere people are being told that feeling is everything, more important than using the brains God has given them. When things are going well, they feel good. When things go badly, they feel terrible. They laugh when things go badly for others, but their mood changes immediately when something bad happens to them. I've known Christians like that. They base their hope of eternal life on their own goodness, character, morality, church membership, and endless acts of piety. It's only a short step to deciding that robbers and rapists, mobsters and gangsters, murderers and child stealers will suffer everlastingly, but God will not treat good people in that way. In a premarital interview, a pastor asked a young man, "Are you sure you will go to heaven?" The young man replied, "Yes, God is a forgiving God." His fiancée answered, "I'm not a bad person. I haven't killed anybody." When you ask some church people, "Are you a Christian?" a distressingly high percentage reply, "Yes, I was confirmed. I go to church. I've worked faithfully in the church for many years. I've even given to the work of the church." Did you notice that in each of these sentiments there's one prominent word, and that word is "I"? The apostolic emphasis is different. The emphasis is on Jesus, the Son of the living God. The Bible focuses on God rather than on humanity, bringing to humanity the good news of God. The Bible does not teach that you will be saved by what you do. Rather, it emphasizes that you will not be saved by what you do. Now comes the basis of all blessed assurance, the kind that cannot be shaken even by the most untoward circumstances. John calls it the testimony of God. He has testified about his Son. This is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son does not have life. The official in charge of the jail at Philippi was shaken by the impossible events that had happened and asked the apostles what he should do. They replied immediately and without hesitation, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved." That's the testimony of God himself coming to people in ordinary words at a crucial moment when they are prepared to listen. The simple fact is that God gives life. As St. John says, that fact should not surprise anybody. It makes sense. God sends his Son into the world to give life to people who have literally disregarded or thrown away the life he originally gave to them. How in the world can real assurance of real life be restored except in the one whom he has sent? If that does not make sense, the fault must be found in ourselves rather than in the God who gave life in the first place and restores life with faith and love that are found in him and focused upon Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. "God has given eternal life to us," said John, "and this life is in his Son." God has given his witness, his testimony, to the whole world. Whoever believes on the Son of God has the witness in himself, said John. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed the witness which God has witnessed about his Son. The Reformation of Martin Luther focused on the Son of God and on his cross, where he died for the sins of the world. The church needs to hear that witness for its own sake and also for the sake of the world. The good news needs to be proclaimed to the whole world, because it is for the whole world. That's the reason for this broadcast. Our motto, "Bringing Christ to the Nations," is not just another slogan, but a way of life. That's the way the apostles did it, and that's the way we do it today. St. Paul said, "We proclaim not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." Over the years, this broadcast has not forgotten its servant role, proclaiming not that it is probably the most widespread religious broadcast in the world today, but rather a fact which means a lot more to the world, as it does to us, that Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world. He died for our sins and for yours too. He paid the price for us all. He paid the price for you in exactly the same way. We invite you to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. We do this in the name of our church. Yet you've never heard us say that you have to join our church in order to be saved. We do invite you to join the church wherever you are, to help along that the church, wherever it is, may proclaim Jesus Christ as the one Savior of the whole world. We offer you this gift, as St. Paul said, in earthen vessels. We're all sinners, and we all need to be saved by the grace of God, who freely forgives sins for the sake of Jesus Christ. We believe in Jesus, and so we speak. That is apostolic. It is also Lutheran, if you mean by that term what Luther always preached and by which he always lived. It is the witness that God has given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. John added, "I have written this that you may know that you have eternal life, you who believe on the name of his Son." Know it, my friend, and know it now. The good news is for now and not just for tomorrow. It's the good news of Jesus Christ, and it offers the blessed assurance, which is altogether complete, that Christ died for our sins as the Scripture said he would, that he was buried, and that he was raised again the third day as the Scripture said he would be. Whoever has the Son has eternal life. His Son is for you. The Spirit of God speaks through the Word of God to you at this moment, so that you may have the Son in your heart, just as the Son has you in his heart. He died for you. And now's the time to say, he died for me. That's faith. It is faith that saves. God gives that assurance. Nothing and no one else can give such assurance. Assurance is in the Son. You may be sure that he is Lord and he is alive, having died for your sins and having been raised from the dead by the glory of his Father. He's with you at this moment as you listen. What you're hearing is the witness of God that God himself offers to you, that you may have it in your heart. God is not a liar, and you can believe him. His word does not lie, and you can believe it. This is the witness of his word. God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. The name of Jesus will always be above every other name. You can have that assurance. Did it ever strike you that no other name in history has become a household word like the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ? His name is not just some magic word. It stands for everything that God stands for, God's power that created the world and all that is therein, God's grace that embraces all, including those who never gave God a thought before, and God's forgiveness, which reaches out to the worst and turns them into the best because of the life he gives. The good news of God is for you. It's in Jesus Christ. The witness of God is in his Son. He sent his Son to be human, just as you are human. He sent his own unique and eternal Son to die for your sins, however great they may be. He paid the price for your sins, just as he paid the price for the sins of the whole world. The Spirit of God tells you, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Jesus himself said, whoever believes in me has eternal life. Life now will become wonderful life then, as he has promised to all who look for the day of his appearing. The writer of the hymn said, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. the God of the universe, made billions of stars, bigger than our sun. But there's room in his heart for you, as there is for me. You can say with me, and both of us can say together with St. Paul, all things work together for good to those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. It's your privilege to come to God and to pray to him in the name of that Son who invites you even today, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Martin Luther became the man he was when he discovered in the Scriptures that the witness of God is true, the witness he has given to the whole world in his Son, the Son who died for our sins and rose from the dead, with justification from God for the whole world, bringing forgiveness and life to people who have faith in Jesus Christ. Martin Luther was always assuring people of their salvation by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. He was always telling people to be sure of their salvation only because of Christ. Don't let your feelings betray you. Be sure of Christ. In that assurance, have life, which is life indeed. Taking its heart from the cross, life goes on beyond the tomb to palaces God has prepared for those who truly love the Son he has sent, in whom there is life. Be assured, altogether assured, blessedly assured, just as St. John was assured, together with all the other apostles. These things have I written to you, that you may know that you have eternal life. Believe, my friend, the witness that God himself gives to you in his Son. Take hold of life that will not disappear and cannot be taken away from all who believe on the name of God's Son. Amen.